Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And salam, peace to you all. Welcome, everyone, to another night of Point of Impact. That's right, Point of Impact. We're broadcasting now every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. That's every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Point of Impact is now broadcasting. And we are so grateful to be here tonight. We give all praise and thanks, which belongs to Allah. We are so grateful for this night. Myself, your host, Mr. Derek Minhaj Malai Hansford, along with my co-host, Miss Mother Queen, that's right, Krista Ellison, and the brother to the people, Hassan Shabazz, and our producer, Jay Sean. We welcome you all to joining us. It's a wonderful day. It's November the 29th. We're approaching a new month of December, and we're really looking forward to the energy and the positivity that will be radiated through the efforts of everyone who is out in the community doing the best to better our community. And Point of Impact is here to add on to that. And tonight we have a wonderful guest who should be joining us, Mr. Eric Majette, president of the Virginia Beach branch of the NAACP. And we're looking forward to enjoying a wonderful conversation with this brother and allowing him to expound on us his endeavors and his idea of change for Virginia Beach and taking the direction of the people in a direction of upliftment. How you doing, Mother Queen? You with us?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. And, of course, Brother Hassan, you with us, family?
Yeah, you know it. I'm right here, brother. Peace and paradise to all the family out there. So happy to be here once again. Just wondering, Malai, you know, where has the year gone? It seemed like we back where we were last year. Like, we have
right?
Yeah, we got December 15th coming around again. So, like, it sped by, man. The year just sped by.
And trust me, don't you guys, if you heard about last year's event with the Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything presented, Point of Impact, fundraiser, man, you heard it was a smash. It was a smash. It was really wonderful event. But this year we really have some great expectations to do some wonderful things. And we're looking forward to sharing this joy and this endeavor with everyone and to strive to raise some funds so that we can continue to do the work that Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything strive to provide for our community and resources that we strive to provide for our community. So we're looking forward to you guys joining us December the 15th at 80/20 Juice Bar at 5725 Northampton Boulevard in Virginia Beach. That's 80/20 Juice Bar and at 5725 Northampton Boulevard in Virginia Beach. So, you know, we're looking for you to be there. The flyers are posted on the social network. So join us, man. And, you know, our guest should be with us. Mr. Eric Majetta, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good evening. And I want to introduce you to Mother Queen Krista Ellison, who is my co-host, along with Brother Hassan Shabazz.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah, apologize for just checking in. I had a Bible study to teach tonight.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Right on time. Yeah.
That's right.
So we want to welcome you to Point of Impact, Mr. President Majette. We welcome you and thank you for joining us. Listen, why don't you take this moment to tell the people a little more about yourself and let everybody know, you know, who you are and what's going on with you and the NAACP of Virginia.
Wow, man, that would take the whole show if I did that.
That's okay. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm Dr. Eric Majette. And first of all, thank you all for having me on your show tonight. I think it's an awesome thing what you guys are doing, particularly giving information and informing the community. I am the president of the Virginia Beach NAACP branch here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I also own a real estate company as well as the senior pastor of New Life Church Glober, in addition to owner of a brand new charter bus company called Vision Tours. So I got my hands in the marketplace. I sit on several major boards, Norfolk State University, Board of Athletics, Chief College, Board of Directors, as well as Affinity Capital Group, where we actually going to launch a Black Bank initiative that we got right here. So I'm connected, you know, to the marketplace and operating in different systems, education, entrepreneur, board of directors, as well as business ministry. And I have my first book that's going to be released in February called The Unconventional Pulpit. So I kind of got my hands in quite a few things right now.
Wow. Mother Queen,
really
what
good.
You know, I don't know whether to ask about real estate or what. No. So many questions I could ask. But, you know, the main thing is just how important it is for others to just live out their visions. There's never enough things that we should have our hands in because we need Black everything. So the fact that you're doing Black everything as much as you can, you know, pile on one plate, that is awesome. And, you know, that's encouraging to me because a lot of times people always tell me, you're doing too much. But it's never enough that we can be doing, because we need everything blessed. So I'm most definitely encouraged.
Yeah, thank you. I think that one of the things, just to kind of piggyback off what you just mentioned, and thank you for the comment, is that I've learned over life that, you know, the Bible says that the gifts will make room for you. There's multiple gifts. You say a gift, the gift.
Right.
And so many times, you know, we get one gift, and we got many other gifts that we can tap into that will make room for us to help us fulfill, you know, our God-given purpose. So when people ask me, how do you do what you do, I have learned that I don't do jobs. I do assignments. Okay, if I'm assigned to it, then I don't treat it as a job. You know, of course, you know, real estate is a business. Ministry, you know, is ministry, is religious. You know, sitting on school, a college board is education. So those are all assignments that God has gifted me to be able to operate in and impact those areas that I'm in, particularly with the NAACP, you know, civil rights, and making sure that the community at whole, the black community, have some of the same rights and not being violated, you know, with their voting rights, as well as have the same business opportunities as those of other colors or ethnic groups. So I always tell people all the time that in order to do the things that I do, you have to have teams. You can't do it by yourself. So everything that I mentioned to you, there's a team for the real estate company. There's a team for the NAACP. There's a team for the bus company. There's a team for my ministry. You know what I mean? I even got a team that helped me put together my marketing, my social media, you know what I mean, events. So you have to allow your gifts to be used to impact the marketplace.
Wow, that's very, very provocative. I really appreciate you in speaking toward really people striving to brand themselves in a way that they can be exposed to others. That's so very much important. Hassan, you want to speak to, ask a question?
Yes, most definitely. And first and foremost, it's a pleasure just to have you on the show, Mr. Majette. I think that all of the work and everything that you're doing is wonderful. It's great. I think that people need to be aware, you know, and a lot of what you're doing is something that people can really take a page out of your book and apply to themselves.
That's
as
right.
It pertains to, you know, as it pertains to striving to accomplish their goals, right? Not limiting themselves to just one thing or one place, one assignment, right? What I would like to know is, I would just like to know and just inform the people a little bit about how long you've been doing this. How long have you been traveling in this vein and making this your life's work and your life's effort?
Yeah. Well, let me back up just a little bit before I answer that question. I was at Norfolk State University, came out with my bachelor's degree in marketing, and I ended up working for Xerox Corporation as a young man and traveled all over the world, made a lot of money, ran programs for Xerox, sales and marketing, and branding was my niche. And after so many years of getting that corporate, high-level, corporate, C-level training, I was the one that put the $55 million deal together for the new shipbuilding in Xerox. And if I'm understanding, it's been over 20 years ago, and it's still in place. So my whole thing was that I always had a passion for marketing, entrepreneurship. I've always owned my own companies, even though I was working for a Fortune 500. I've owned a restaurant downtown Norfolk. You guys may remember Jazz on Taz. It used to be Harry's Barbecue.
Okay.
I bought that, and that was on Tazewell Street. So we had live jazz every night, gospel on Sunday. I own a software company. Me and some partners of mine from Xerox in Raleigh, North Carolina, sold that during the .com era. So I've always been multifunctional. But even whether I was in corporate America, I always still had a company or organization that I was building. As I was helping them, I was helping myself. There you go.
Right.
I didn't get caught up, you know, even though I made a lot of money, I didn't get caught up into, you know, working for somebody else for the rest of my life. It's okay if you're going to do that. I'm not against that. But I've always had my gifts always went outside of the company. Kind of got me. I had the gift to be able to do other things. So I've been in business and entrepreneurship and and launching programs and working with CEOs for many, many years, over 35 years. And now I find myself, you know, now I find myself now that I'm able in a position now to go back and help others learn how to do what I did, you know what I mean? And how to go into the marketplace and to be financially set free, to be independent, to be your own boss, you know what I mean? And I always tell people that if you're in the testing, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
I got you. I like
I say it one more time. I'm going to do it again. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Well, I tell you what. I ain't trying to be nobody's meal.
I'm at the table. I mean, everything I do, I'm at the table. You know what I mean? I'm at the table when the decisions are being made. You know, I'm not on the menu. And a lot of people don't even know how to get to the table. You know what I mean? They don't know. It's not as easy. You got to build relationships. You got to have a level. People got to trust you. People got to understand, hey, your vision. I can sit in a room and I can talk to people, and before I leave that room, I know five or six people are going to come up to me and say, "Hey, can I connect with you?" And that's just out of the energy that I bring into an environment. You know what I mean, you have to bring energy, you have to bring a level of excitement, but also you have to be able to be thorough enough to understand that you know what you're talking about, so you are proving the results.
Mm. That's right.
Mm. Well said.
Yes, sir. Right. Wow. Mr. Majet, one of the things that I'm very drawn to you is by I've been in your company quite a few times, and I have to speak. You're very luring to me. You know, you have a certain aura about yourself that lures me into like really respecting your character. You know, can you speak to like why it's so important for young black men especially to understand that development of character is something that can take you very, very far. Can you talk to that?
Yes, absolutely. I want to share this with you. When I was working for Xerox, they trained us about how to present yourself. Your character matters, right? Your presentation is everything. Because people size you up. You guys may not know this. People size you up in about 6 seconds when they first meet you.
Mm.
Okay? Depends on what you look like. Depends on what you got on. Mm-hmm. Depends on your handshake. Depends on eye contact. It depends on your energy that you bring. You can tell when someone brings bad energy into a room, right?
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Exactly. You can tell somebody brings good energy. And also, character is so important because what happens is that when you be a character, other people start trusting you, right? Like you just said, other people start trusting you and they bring you into their network, right?
Yes, right.
I got this thing called trusted advisor. A trusted advisor is a person like myself that's got character. So if somebody mentioned my name, or if I mentioned their name about you and bring you into a meeting, they know that I'm not going to bring nobody into their meeting. They don't have good character.
Right, right.
It's called borrowed credibility. Sir. And you build that by having good character, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And being able to serve people and not just wanting to be served.
That's
you know,
right.
I've learned the more I give, the more that comes back to me. The more I give, the more that comes back to me, right? And then you have to also understand that your character speaks for you when you're not around.
That's right.
Mm. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And see, those are jewels that I hope that a lot of our listeners are just taking hold to because, you know, I always, one of the beautiful quotes of one of the renowned scholars of my dean, of Bonnie, he says that the fruit of one's knowledge is in their character. And, you know, a lot of times we tend to downplay how important it is for us to project ourselves you know, in a manner that precedes us of being upstanding people. And we have this issue in our community to where we're so emboldened being brolic and being hard and being, you know, aggressive, especially as men. And I appreciate you, sir, for the gentlemanly behavior and character that you present every time I've been in your presence. I really appreciate, you know, just having you around as a person to observe and take from not just your speech, but your actions. You know, I believe that, you know, actions are what comes before. When one takes on knowledge, I believe action is what follows, you know, not speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can say anything, but it's what you present and your behavior is what people are left with and what they take away with. Can you share with us, like, what are some of the things that you're doing with the NAACP in Virginia Beach? Like, what are some of the goals and some of the programs or things that you're trying to acclimate in the city of Virginia Beach, you know, to better help in the community and the society and humanity?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great question. We're excited. I'm really excited. You know, I've been president since January, not even a full year. We have 57% growth in our membership, and I've been graced to have probably one of the best leadership teams that you can have since the branch been in Virginia Beach. And we have a lot of strong initiatives, right? One of my missions was to make this branch the number one branch in the nation. And we're going to get there. Number one branch in the nation because we have the largest branch in the state of Virginia, right, and the biggest opportunity by sitting in Virginia Beach. The number one thing is that, you know, we want to make sure that voter rights are protected, right? That everybody voter rights are protected. That everybody have a right to vote. I don't know if you guys kept up with the news a lot, but we was very engaged and very involved with the 10-1 voting situation in Virginia Beach. We were able to help get that endorsed and move forward. And also, we're dealing with economic development. We have an awesome mission to make sure that our black-owned businesses are engaged and getting the same opportunities as some of the other non-black organizations and businesses. So we're at the table. We have a strong economic development chairperson and committee. We just had our first symposium, and I tell you, it was jam-packed. We're also dealing in the school system. We're working with the school board and education, our education chairperson and committee, 100% engaged in the city of Virginia Beach, making sure that the school system is doing what they say they are doing and the kids are being protected, particularly our black kids. We get a lot of complaints about our kids being suspended in school, you know, for crazy stuff. So we're on top of the education and making sure that our school systems keep it fair when it comes to, you know, to our black kids. We're also doing a lot with housing right now, very, very strong housing committee, and looking at the housing regulations and the housing rules and the rental rights and legal rights for renters and making sure that there's affordable housing for people of color. To be able to go and purchase. So we got first-time home buyer workshops and seminars. We got realtors in our organization. We got lenders in our organization. So we're here to support one another and making sure that families have an opportunity to be a part of what we used to call the American dream by becoming homeowners. But then, of course, you know, religious affairs. We're doing a lot with all the religious organizations engaged in the community, with the churches, and talking to them about programs and resources and how could we work together. So for the first time in years, we'll do a lot of collaborating with businesses, the churches, and the community, and nonprofits. I have a huge youth initiative going on, just kicked off, called AXO. AXO is national. Mm-hmm. AXO deals with the youth and giving them scholarships and giving them opportunities to travel and compete in different competitive environments for technology, science, and math. and being creative, and whether they want to be an entrepreneur, whether they want to be an author, and putting them around positive people in a positive environment and giving them the training that they need. These are high school kids. Giving them the training that they need so that they can go out to college or trade school and be successful in their life. So we have a whole lot of things that we are dealing with. We're engaging, something we do a lot different now than we did before. I do a lot of festivals and concerts, and I'm involved with a lot of that. So every concert that our partners and I, we have, we push the NAACP. We tell people to go out and vote. We give people an opportunity to sign up to become a member. We also push each other businesses internally, the small businesses internally, to make sure they get exposure, you know, to the community and to spend our dollars with one another before we go outside of the network. So we're engaged. Yeah. The most exciting thing we got coming up is Christmas, December the 9th, we are doing the Color Purple movie premiere and experience. The Color Purple movie premiere and experience is going to be at Columbus Station Movie Theater. Our doors open at 3, 4 o'clock the movie starts. But we're not just showing the movie. We're having a purple carpet experience. You know how you go to the Emmys and the Grammys, they got the red carpet? So we're doing the purple carpet experience. There's going to be a lot of media there. We also going to have the food will be served, a full meal, and there's a fundraiser for the NAACP. We had 326 seats as of tonight. We got about 26 seats left. It's going to sell out, absolutely. So I just did a podcast with Poolside Cooking. I'll be on 13 News on Monday talking about it, Hatley Road Show. And Coast Live. So we're excited about the movement in Virginia Beach, but I want to make it real clear that, you know, as much as we are doing, we've been partnering with Burrell's team, Something in the Water. Last year we did a big VIP brunch that sold out. So this year, next year, it's going to be even bigger than what we've done last year. So we have collaborated with organizations, whether it's education, whether it's business, whether it's, you know, churches or nonprofits. And also we have a strong media team, too, that actually, you know, do press releases and things like that. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Queen Mother, you want to speak towards me? Queen Mother, Queen?
Listen, with everything that's going on and everything that he's doing is like so many different areas that's needed, you know, and our communities, what is the biggest thing, pushback that you think you get from the communities when you're trying to implement the resources?
Well, you know, to be frank with you, the biggest pushback we got is change. You know, if you look at when we went out to the city of Virginia Beach, right, to change the voting system, right? You know, for 50 years, the at-large system was illegal, and the judge ruled that it was illegal. The biggest pushback we got was they want to keep it the same. We knew that the 10-1 was a better system. So the community, what I would call the ones who've been in charge for so long, didn't want to see the change because it was going to challenge their positions and count positions on the school board. And for the first time, we were able to have 4 black council members on council, you know, and with the 10-1 system, is that as opposed to having to run a citywide campaign, you just run in your district, which is number one. And also, you don't need a huge budget to run in your district like you would with a citywide. And also, the local district community know who you are because you're acting in your district, you know. So community change has been the biggest pushback. But now I think they got the message that, you know, one thing about the NAACP, you know, we fight, we win, we fight again, and we win again. We never lose, you know. So one of the things, like you said, is that, you know, that's been the biggest pushback thus far. There are some other things that we are working on right now. We are working with the Donovan Lynch case. I just want to mention that to you briefly. The young man that was shot by a police officer in Virginia Beach. So we're doing our own fact finding on that right now. That was in the news last week. But we're definitely, like I said, it's just people being able to embrace change. You know, we call it the new NAACP, Virginia Beach, because we have a lot of people that left the organization years ago, and they're coming back to the organization because they're hearing about what's going on. They like the excitement. Mm-hmm. They like the events. They like the activity. People are getting involved. You know what I mean? So there's a movement taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. You want to chime in?
Yeah, sure. Like it sounds like a revitalization, right? Or a lot of times what you might call it, especially within, you know, within the churches, a revival, right? A revival to bring us back around to what we all supposed to be involved in, what we all supposed to be doing anyway, right? And so I just want to applaud you for always staying the course and holding that torch high so that, you know, a lot of times people, they might not necessarily catch it the first time around. So just staying the course and just doing what you're doing, I think that it speaks volume into the type of individual that you are and then, of course, the type of example that you're setting for everyone else to follow, and it would be my pleasure to make your acquaintance. I don't think I've had an opportunity to meet you yet, but most definitely we have an opportunity on the 15th, isn't that right, Malai?
Mr. Majette is going to be one of our keynote speakers along with Stacey Armstead, who is the NAACP branch of Norfolk's president. So they're both.
Yeah,
wow. It's gonna be a powerful day.
Oh yeah. Well, we can't wait. We cannot wait for that.
Right.
And so I'm hearing the involvement that you have with the different issues that are taking place out there, in Virginia Beach. What are some of the things that you've accomplished through the NAACP there at Virginia Beach, some of your accomplishments? Because I know you're working on a lot of things, but what is something that you could be like, I'm happy that we took this challenge and we was able to do that. We got that done.
Well, three things, actually. One was the voting system in Virginia Beach. We have overturned that. We did a lot of work with that. We had town hall meetings. That was very critical. The second thing was that we had the VIP branch for Something in the Water, VIP Community Leaders branch, and that happened on the Thursday of Something in the Water, and we were able to honor Pharrell, Hannah Lane. We honored the first black female referee from Norfolk State, and Bruce Smith.
Oh, wow.
And that actually sold out. That was our first event since I was president, sold completely out. And then most recently, you know, we got engaged with Juneteenth to make sure that organization, the King Lambdem, were getting additional funding for next year. The city was only giving them $50,000 because of our involvement. They not only got $50,000, but they got $150,000 now. So next year, Juneteenth will be better and bigger than it was, this year. So we got quite a few things I'm proud of. I'm proud of the growth. The 57% growth, this January in numbers of people. The revenue streams have shot up. Everything is just growing like wildfire.
Before we continue, I just want to remind our listeners, please, if you would like to add any positive comment or give any positive question to Mr. Majette, the president, please press 1. We would love to hear anything positive that you would like to ask or anything positive that you would like to insert. Please join us in this conversation with this wonderful man, this human being, who is contributing a lot to the well-being of not just the black community, but just the society and humanity in a whole here in Virginia Beach and in the state of Virginia. I think that the work that is going on is really extraordinary. And this is just some of the powerful things that are going on here in the Tidewater area, you know, and I'm very excited just to hear everything that's, it's like, I'm motivated. I'm sitting here on the interview and I'm walking back and forth because I'm like, I'm invigorated to just get things moving, and continue, you know, with the work that we're doing. And I'm so proud of Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything, you know, for the work that we do. And to be able to have a platform on Point of Impact, to have a brother like yourself speaking to the people is very important. And I'm grateful that God blessed us with this opportunity to provide that. You know, so if you're a listener, you want to get in and get a good comment or anything, please press 1, and we'll be more than happy to allow you to join in this conversation. Mr. Majette, let me ask you something. We are 501 C3 organization. What would you speak to if you had an opportunity to speak to nonprofits like ourselves who operate in the 757 area and in, you know, other areas? What would you say to them to invite them in, to encourage them to reach out to you for assistance or to reach out to you to combinate with them in things that can bring about betterment and benefit in the community?
Well, one thing I would say that, you know, I mentioned before that I'm definitely interested in collaborating with other organizations, right, nonprofits. I believe that we are better collectively than separately. The other thing is, too, is that I think that there are a lot of opportunities for funding, for grants and things like that, you know, and partnering with us and being a part of NAACP, you know, we have resources. Is already connected resources, and we share our resources with one another. And the most important thing, I think, that, you know, if you're 501c3 and you're a nonprofit, you have to understand and make sure that your messaging is correct, right? Okay. What is your messaging? What is your vision? What is your mission? And be able to articulate that, right, when someone asks you that question. But I think the main thing is collaboration, working together, fundraising, how to raise dollars for your organization, and how to do sponsorship. I do a lot of sponsorship, right? I do a huge festival, and I have 14 corporate sponsors, you know, every year. So how do you connect your organization, your nonprofit, to the community that's going to fill a need and a gap in the community to build the community and get that messaging out and also get this funding to be effective?
Mm. Oh, thank you for the advice. Thank you.
That's the key to dismantling the system. The system could be a system all by itself, but it doesn't have to affect us if we just tap into our own and not get so caught up in their spinning wheel. That's the whole key of just the system can exist, but it doesn't have to affect us if we just have our own system and follow our own. So.
Right.
That's beautiful.
Hassan, you want to add on to
that? Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just sitting back listening, and the idea that you know, Mr. Majette is wearing so many different hats, right? And then not just wearing different hats, but being successful at it. It inspires me, and I'm sure a lot of other people who are listening, to proceed to do the things that they really have a passion for, in spite of the fact that it may not be paying the dividends right now, right? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it takes time to accumulate and acquire the status, the positioning, and other things that you know that you want in life, and so it takes time and sacrifice. So, mm-hmm. Mr. Majette, I know with all that you're doing that you've had to take some time and you sacrificed a lot to get where you are. Speak a little bit about your sacrifice and what it's taken for you to get here.
Oh man, that's a great question. And I tell people my story when I do speeches a lot, right? You know, I remember I said I was a former executive for Xerox, right? And also I was senior vice president of a software company. I walked away from $150,000, $175,000 job, you know, because I believed and I believe in what God had put on my heart, right? Mm-hmm. And most people are like, are you crazy to walk away from a six-figure job, get no job? You know, I recall the time that when I did it, it was like you'd have thought I was crazy. But I learned one thing about it. When God calls you to do something, sometimes you look crazy doing it. You're like, really, God? This is what you really calling me to do? I'm going to look real foolish in these streets, you know? But anyway, I did it. And my wife and I just bought a home around my home in Deep Creek. I'm talking Great Bridge. And I walked away from the job and realized one day that the paycheck wasn't coming in, but I had to continue to stand on that word that God gave me that he was going to raise me up, right? And I was going to be financially debt-free. But at the moment, my kids were younger. They were in private school, so I had to pay private school, had a BMW, had a Mercedes, had his big house with big light bills and gas bills and water bills. And it came to a point where I said, okay, the money not coming in like it should, so what am I going to do? And what I did was I kept trusting. I kept believing.
Okay.
And I kept moving. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to give up some things, right? I had to back, I had to downsize, but I call it right sizing, because I'm going to tell you this here, I will never forget the day that my lights got turned off. Yeah, remember, I came from $100,000 salary, and my lights got turned off in the big house. And it was cold. It was during the winter. And them kinds of ceramic floors are cold. And
yes,
I would never forget.
Right.
I was walking around the lake behind my house, like 8 o'clock that morning, just praying. And I said, God, what is going on? And I heard this God tell me, he said, I broke you down, but I'm gonna raise you back up. He said, people don't even know you. They know you by what you drive, what you wear, you work and where you live, but I want them to know me through you.
Uh-huh.
And that thing hit me, and my faith just went through the roof. You know,
wow.
I was working on my MBA. Yeah. I was working on the MBA. Went back, got my master's in divinity. 5 years of sacrifice away from friends and in school on weekends, and got my doctorate and in school, and kept pushing my businesses, kept pushing my vision. Kept meeting with people, kept building platforms. And this is another thing, too. I stopped waiting to get on somebody else's platform. I got my own platform.
You know,
right.
You go,
right.
That's right. That's right. There you go.
I stopped waiting to get on their platform. I got my own. Now they come to me and say, how can I get on your platform?
That's right.
Right.
Build your own. Build what God has in you.
Yes, sir.
Keep the vision. Write
yes,
it down. Make it plain. Make it plain. There's going to be times you say, you know what, I just can't do this. I fired myself like I don't know how many times and hired myself about the same thing. You know, I'm not doing this no more. But that's natural. But at the same time, the rewards is going to come. It's just like a farmer planting seeds in the ground.
That's right.
And his seed got to die before it can live.
True.
The seed died in the ground and didn't live.
That's right.
You got to continue to plant seeds. I planted seeds in education. I planted seeds in my business. I planted seeds in the ministry. I planted seeds in politics. I planted seeds everywhere. Now, all those seeds are coming up and growing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planting seeds in other people's lives too now.
Yes, you
right.
Are. You're doing that right now, brother. You're doing that right now.
Yes, sir.
Jay Sean, do we have any callers, Jay Sean?
Yes, 1 second. 585-8885, you live.
Who's speaking?
Good evening.
Hello, please.
Good evening. LaToya.
Good evening. Hey, Sister LaToya, it's a pleasure to speak to you this evening. How are you, fam?
Brother Malai, Brother Hassan.
Yes, peace and blessings.
All is well. And my mind just went blank. My sister Crystal. Hope all is well. You know, I'm multitasking. I'm on another line as well. But you know,
oh, wow.
This is, you know, I told y'all. as long as y'all keep this train going, I will be at every station. I'll be right there to meet y'all. Just keep this train going. Yeah, it's looking out for y'all good in God's glory. And to the guests, these are moving around in the community, continue on. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's one of our dearest family members who's always supporting our Point of Impact. And we thank you so much, Sister LaToya. And we pray that Allah God is guiding you in all the work that you're doing there and helping people as you and Brother Leon do. And we definitely appreciate you, Sister. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Mr. Majette, we about to. I know you're a busy guy. I know you and your family, man. And you've been. I don't want to keep you away from your wonderful family. I know yesterday I want to give praise to God and thanks to Allah God for the blessing of your anniversary. You know what I'm saying? I was so grateful to hear that, because the institution of black marriage is something very important, and the family is very. Before you go, can you talk to us about how important it has been to you to have this successful relation in union with your wife and your family, and what it means to you, and what do you see how this can this institution, how important it is for black men to be good husbands and good fathers, and why it's so imperative for us to be the stronghold and foundation to our family.
Yeah, number one, I think it's very important. As of yesterday, I've been married 31 years.
Wow.
And, 31 years, and my wife and I were the first black couple to get married at the Founders Inn, the first one. Founders Inn in Virginia Beach. So we always go back there and remember that particular day. And I would say this to you, as a young man, 31 years ago when I got married, I really didn't know what marriage was about. I had to learn. You know, my mother and father was married for 56 years before they both passed away. And I realized that marriage is more than just a wedding. You know, it's taking responsibility, particularly as a black man. We have more challenges to face than the average, as the average, so more than the average. So my thing was that, you know, when my kids were born, I was intentional about learning how to be a good husband. And I made a lot of mistakes, a lot of road bumps. I told my wife, I could have saved a whole lot of money if I had the wisdom I had then, right? You know, but it's always good to have someone help make in your corner, someone you can be transparent with, someone that you can talk with, someone that's going to encourage you, someone that's going to lift you up, you're going to lift them up, and someone that's going to go with you through the thick and thin, and not just on the good times, but ride or die, right?
Yes, sir.
We go up together, we go down together, you know, and then there to see my son. He's very successful. He's 28 years old. He's a longshoreman. My daughter is a global media person, global. Got a master's from Regent University. She worked for the second largest media company in the world. She do major stories like entertainment stories or political stories for The Week magazine. And her headquarters in Europe, and she's on top. But at the end of the day, when you look at your grandkids, he has made a leave a legacy. You know, and that legacy is so important, and also being an example for your kids, you know, or for the youth, or for others, particularly the black male right now, with all the high, you know, rate of incarceration and all the things that they're dealing with, and the lack of father, like a father's being in a home, is definitely killing off our race. It may not be physically dead, but spiritually dead. You know, and those are two things, living but dead, living. So my thing there is I talk to young men all the time. I go into the school system, tell them about relationships and family and how it's important to have, you know, someone with you, someone you can trust, and someone that you can build together, you know, and like when I see my grandkids now, they're 7, 8 years old. I mean, them two boys, man, you know, I'm pointing to them, you know. I'm pointing to them.
That's wonderful. And I'm very grateful for all that you've shared with us tonight and the wisdom that you have imparted with us. It's not, you know, easy for a lot of us today when we look around and we see all the barriers and obstacles that are in the way of a nationality of people who have been fighting for a number of years to renew their lives and be a benefit to one another and most importantly their families. And having you on the show tonight, I have to tell you, the anticipation was well worth it. The anticipation has been well worth it. And having you on the show was really something that I'm very grateful for. And I just want you to know that I think I could speak wholeheartedly for my team, the beautiful people on my team. We're very close. Mother Queen, Chris Ellison, and Brother Hassan Shabazz, we're a very close-knit family. And one of the things that I think we value the most is having people like yourself come on this show and kind of it's a reflection of us, you know, and all that we strive towards. You know, it's a reflection of us. And we thank you so much for this opportunity and for you giving us your time. And I just want you to know that, you know. But we're about to go. We got 10 minutes. I'm going to give you like 3 minutes or 2 minutes to just express to us all some final words that you would like for everybody to, leave with tonight, if that's okay.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to remind you, I would love to have you guys come to the Color Purple movie premiere. I think we'll be an enjoyable time. We really need to include people there and support the community in the city of Virginia Beach and the NAACP branch. We'd love to have you guys come out to that on December the 9th.
When is that event again?
December the 9th.
Okay.
The doors open up at 3, movie start at 4, a full course meal will be served. We got live music. It's going to be really, really nice. You know, we have a lot of the community leaders have already coming out. City of Virginia Beach did a sponsorship, Poolside Cooking, Clarence Miller, them, as well as some other organizations. But I would love for you guys to come out. I think you really enjoy yourself. Bring yourself a friend, a family, husband, wife, or whatever. I think that would be cool.
Text me what the cost is and everything. And I know on December the 9th we have a backpack giveaway, but that's going to be early in the day, so we can definitely make it to that event.
Yeah, I see you make it $35. That includes a full course meal and everything. Mm. Okay, full course meal. So I see you that. But the thing I want to say to you all and to those that are listening in is that never give up. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. If you can't crawl, just wiggle. If you can't wiggle, just blink.
And never give up
on your dream. Never give up on your vision. Never give up on your passion. And also, if you don't know your purpose, find your purpose and begin to live life within your purpose. Find your purpose. Because that's the most important thing you can do is find your purpose. Because that's where your peace is going to be. That's where your happiness is going to be. That's where your rewards are going to come out.
So
I just want to thank you all for having me. I'm looking forward to December the 15th. And looking forward to seeing you guys, you know, in the movie premiere. You know, I introduce you to some cool people, you know. So that's pretty much it for me.
Okay.
Great.
Mother Queen, you want to get some final words?
Yeah, just the takeaway that I've gotten from, you know, hearing all that he do and all that he's been doing is just that, you know, we have to really tune in to each other and tune into backing up each other and becoming one, you know what I'm saying, as a community and bridging the gap that we have with the hatred towards one another and for others. We need to erase all of that and really focus and horn in on the things that matter the most, you know. So I just hope that everyone has been encouraged by the things that he has, the nuggets that he's been dropping, the jewels that he presented today, the determination that he has, and just leaving a legacy behind. And that's what is most important, is just for our children and our children's children's sake, that we leave a legacy behind.
Wow. Okay, Brother Aslan.
Yeah. I'm reminded about legacy, as you know, Krista talks about legacy, and that legacy is what you leave in people, right? And not what you leave for people, right?
Yes,
and I think that the idea that Mr. Majet is imparting so much wisdom that he's giving to people, right, is what's being planted inside of people. That if nurtured and you know, if taken care of and if done appropriately, that it will bloom and blossom into something fantastic, right? And so I'm thankful to have been here to listen and be a part of it, you know, more so than anything. And a lot of the words that were said tonight were words that I needed to hear. Right?
Yes, sir.
Words that I needed to hear based upon my circumstance, and especially all of us who've been formerly incarcerated, who's striving to build something that they can call their own. You know, purpose is very important to me. So just hearing this tonight and being a part of this conversation and dialogue has been very eye-opening and wealth-building for me. And I just want to say thank you personally. And thank you for all that you're doing, and we appreciate your work. Can't wait to see you on the 15th. We'll strive to be there on the 9th as well. I think it'll be wonderful. So we can't wait to meet you, and we're gonna leave with that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Well, listen. This show, like I said, my anticipation of this show is far exceeded what I anticipated. I'm very, very grateful. Mr. Majet, I just want to just say that all praise and thanks belongs to Allah God. And I thank you, sir, for this opportunity. I thank you, sir, for the wisdom which you imparted. And most importantly, I thank you for the time that you allowed us to share with you, because, you know, I know how it is being a family man and all the work that you're doing. You know, your time is important and is valuable. And I thank you for allowing us the courtesy and to have that privilege to be able to just learn and receive some of these, as my sisters just spoke, these nuggets that you dropped on us tonight. And I can tell you, it's truly been an eye-opener conversation and dialogue. I'm really looking forward to further endeavors with you. I'm looking forward to coupling with you and getting our team to couple with you on a few ventures in the Virginia Beach area. As you know, I am the current criminal justice chairperson for the Norfolk branch. But I do live I reside also in Virginia Beach. I have a residence in Virginia Beach as well as a business and residence in Norfolk. So I would really love to. And, of course, my nephew, Israel, Team Lamb, who you just were speaking about. We're really connected to one another. And I look forward to just being under your leadership and your mentorship. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity and just speaking to you. And I thank you. I really do. I thank you so much. I think saying and expressing it is really not enough. And I really want, you know, people listen, come out December the 15th. This brother will be speaking about the importance of us unifying as a community and being exemplary as a community to one another. And you know, I just want, you know, you got to meet this man and understand why I was so excited about having him on the show. So, you know, come on out December the 15th. You'll have an opportunity to meet him personally along with, I'm hoping, a lot of other fabulous people who will be joining us who have been on the show, all our past guests. And we're going to have a wonderful night. But tonight really was a blessing, and we're really grateful for allowing us to have you, your presence on our platform. Anything that we can do to support anything that you're doing, please reach back, let us know. We will be more than happy to join you. And we're here for you, as I've always been at a number of your events to support you.
Yes.
And, you know, I will continue to.
Thank you.
You know, we're definitely here for you, because, you know, you can't do it all by yourself. You're one of the things that I love about you, and I just learned about you even right now, is that as a leader, you're very much about empowering others to lead. And that is something that we all have to take heed to, you know. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know if there seems to be some gunfire outside my home. But what in the world? Excuse me. I'm sorry. There's something disturbing going on outside my home. But, yes, sir, I'm sorry. But thank you. We're going to have to close tonight. Everyone, please join us again next Wednesday. Next Wednesday night, we will hopefully be graced with the appearance of Israel, who is the founder and one of the founders, excuse me, of Team Land, who will be joining us. And this young man is an extraordinary young man. I'd love for you all to meet him and get an opportunity to hear some of the fabulous things that he's doing in the community. So we look forward to seeing you all next week. Once again, we want to thank our guest, Mr. Eric Majette, who is the president of the NAACP of the branch of Virginia Beach. That's right. You all met him and heard him tonight. And if you're in the area, please support this brother. Please support whatever he is doing, because he is working for the people. And I'm a witness to it. And this man is really done some marvelous work to cultivate Virginia Beach, you know what I'm saying, and with our culture. And so we really need to support leaders like yourself and get behind them and let them know that, hey, he ain't alone in that line, and we're going to be right there with him, you know. So Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything, Point of Impact, we want to tell you, brother, that we love you. We support you.
Yes, sir.
And anything you need from us, you reach out and you let us know, and we got your back, brother. Okay?
Good deal. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Yeah. You too, sir. Mm-hmm. Good night. Jay Sean, anything you want to say before we go?
No, I'm just glad I was able to hear this show, man. It was a keep bringing out the good guests, man.
Yeah, that was a marvelous appearance right there. I'm so grateful for it. But I want to remind everybody at this moment, man, please stop what you're doing, man. Stop what you're doing and take this time, man, to do something. Just do something that's going to benefit you in this life, as well as the hereafter, that's going to benefit your family, and that's going to benefit your community. Okay? And let's all be safe and take care of one another. Importantly, take care of yourself. All right? And we'll see you all next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Point of Impact, y'all. That's right. Let's get it together. December the 15th is rolling right up on us real quick. Let's get on out here and let's enjoy ourselves. And let's be together as a community, and let's do what we need to do to help one another as a community. Okay?
Yeah.
And please, I want to ask right now that people please pray for the Huntersville community in Norfolk, Virginia. There's a, I mean, just please keep prayer in for the Huntersville community in Norfolk, Virginia. Okay?
Right. Yes, sir.
And let's keep them in prayer. I didn't mean, there was some disturbing things going on outside my door. I don't know what, I'm going to check and make sure nobody's not hurt or nothing, but.
Right, yeah.
You know, I was kind of roused out.
Be safe. And take care.
All right. But I love you all, and we'll see you all next week. Join us again Wednesday night, Point of Impact, everybody. And I want to thank Sister LaToya.
Shout out, young sister.
I love you, I do, I love you, I love you.